Thank God's guidance. Last week, everything was going through peacefully and joyfully and smoothly. I think you still remember last Friday, we took a walk outside to the seashore. You know, because Pastor Huang thought everyone's spirituality has reached the top of the mountain. So we get permission from Pastor Huang, and that's why we took everyone go to the seashore. So the first week, the goal of the first week is to climb up the top of the mountain. And the goal of the second week is to maintain at the top of the mountain. We have to maintain. Last week, we heard many wonderful sermons from Pastor Liang talk about the Book of Ruth. The Book of Ruth is only, there are only four chapters in the book. Have you read the whole book? Please raise your hand. The Book of Ruth. Okay. Thank God. And do you have any idea what is the main theme in the book? You can see there is so peaceful and so order in the whole book. Before the Book of Ruth, you can find many slaughter happened among Israelites and their enemies. If you read chapter by chapter, sometimes Israelites kill their enemies, but sometimes their enemies kill Israelites. But in the Book of Ruth, we could not find any slaughter, any immorality happened in the book. So we can say the Book of Ruth, just like what? Like the kingdom of God. Because the kingdom is God, it's so peaceful and joyful. But it begins with repent. So we can see when Naomi came back from Moab, from the foreign country to their hometown, what did she say? She said, now it's time to go back to our hometown. Because God has punished us. But before she said this, she had to sense this punishment is from God. If we do not have such kind of sense, then we will make any determinations and return to God. Just like Naomi did. So the first step, before you want to enjoy the kingdom of God, enjoy the joy in the God, we have to repent. We have to totally return, totally renew our heart to God. Okay, please turn to Ruth. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 15. Luke chapter 1, verse 15. And she said, "Look, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." 16. But Luke said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people should be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will be, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." The whole book, just like a picture of the kingdom of God, as I mentioned earlier, so peaceful. And then Luth made a determination to follow Naomi. And at that time, we know Naomi was so poor. Nothing left for Naomi. Her husband died, and her two sons died. Nothing left for Naomi. Because she said, "When I went out with four, but when I come back with emptiness, nothing." It's poor widow. And yet, Ruth still willing to follow Naomi. So from this passage, we know Ruth followed Naomi for nothing. She didn't request anything in return for what he has done for Naomi. So Ruth just do whatever she has to do from her bottom, from her bottom heart. Now maybe we can look the book of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 6, verse 19. Verse 19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We have to learn the lesson from Ruth. She followed Naomi wherever she go. Because she has done from her heart. And the Bible tells us we have served God in our spirit. In our spirit. So we think about this issue. Today we try to follow Jesus. Why we have to follow Jesus? Because we are not our own. Because we were bought at a price. Jesus bought us not from auction market. auction market, you know, $1, $2, $3, done, $3. Now like this way, right? Another bought us from free market. Oh, this is cheap, only one quarter. Now like this. Jesus shed his blood for us, even died on the cross for us. And do you have such kind of things? If you do not have such kind of things that Jesus died for us, Jesus shed his blood for us, then we have to repent in order to get Jesus' blessings, in order to get Jesus' grace. We have to repent if we don't have such kind of sense that Jesus died for us. If we have such kind of sense, then we will do whatever Jesus told us from our bottom heart, not by force, by outside force. Every day, every time when we come up here to make announcement, we have to remind everybody. We encourage everyone stay in the chapel to pray during the lunch hour or during the dinner hour. But if we have such kind of things, Jesus died for me, how much I pay back to Jesus? Jesus loved me. How can I love Jesus? How can I experience Jesus' love? Through the prayer. By your own will, free will, not by force. So we have such kind of sense. We were bought at a price. Did you remember Jesus tell us a parable that a poor guy was beaten by bad guy, right? By bandit to the half death on the side road. Okay, we can look the book. Please look the book of Luke. Good Samaritans. Which chapters? Huh? 10? Okay. Thank you. Chapter 10. Okay, 25. Chapter 10, verse 25. From 25 through to 30. Okay. Okay, we just read 30. Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And we skip to 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave him to the innkeeper, and said to him, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I come again, I will repay you." So Samaritans rescued this poor guy and took him into inn and take care of him. Why? It's from his bottom heart. Because he thought, "I have to do so." Without any outside force. Nobody forced him to do so. So today, we try to serve God. We have to do such kind of things. Jesus shed his blood for me and died for us, died for me. So I have to do something for God. I will pay at a price. That is blood, not by any material. It's unmeasured. Many years ago, when you know, Amtrak train go through a bridge and derail, and then head into the river, the Amtrak, so many passengers in the train, and one couple, and one child among them. And the couple inside the water, they decide, because the window is closed, shut down, and nobody can open to broken the windows. And this couple, they decide, we had to save our child, save our son. We can die, but we have saved our child. So they decided to use the force to break down the windows and then push their son up to the windows, and then the outside rescuers to save his son. And finally, the couple died. The couple died, but his son has been saved. So, most of you were baptized when you were a baby. So maybe you never have any chance to experience God's grace or God's love. So only through Holy Spirit you can experience God's love and God's grace. How about Paul? And then Paul, he preached gospel wherever he went. He proclaimed Jesus' love. He remembered all the times. He said, "Now I'm going to Jerusalem. Even I know the chains and death await for me." The chains and death await for me, waiting for me. But I still want to go through. Why? Because he remembered how God loved him. He always remembered the great sunshine shone upon him. He saw Jesus. As Jesus appeared to him, he always remembered. He never forget. So we have to experience God's love and keep it in your mind. Remember it in your whole life. That's the only way we can keep it in the path of the Lord. That's the only way we can serve God diligently. That's only the way we can hope, we can hold our faith. is only one way. Remember Jesus' love. Like Ruth follows Naomi. And all the way to the end. And then we can find out the consequence, how God blessed her. But in the beginning, Ruth never thought about this issue. He never expect God will bless her. He just said, I should do this. I should treat my mother-in-law like this way. This is from her bottom heart. This is the first day of the second week of the NYTS. Last week, many groups during the prayer, lunch hour prayer, and dinner hour prayer. So we hope from today on, we still can see many groups join the prayers. Yesterday was the Sabbath day. All of us enjoy the Sabbath day, enjoy talking with our friend from local church. But today, we have to go to the track, go back track. We have to show our sincerity to God, show our honor to God, in order to receive God's blessings. We have to see God's power among us. We have to see God's grace among us. So when you pray again, then concentrate on God's love and concentrate to experience God's love, to see God, to see Jesus. Now Paul told Galatians people, Jesus clearly portrayed before your eyes as crucified. How to see Jesus? How to experience Jesus' love? We have to portray Jesus himself before our eyes as crucified, which means like Jesus' crucifixion in your heart, the cross in your heart. Okay, so I will conclude this sermon. And now we are going to pray again.